the Shach Tzadikas Yud Zayin, critical Shach, where he makes the statement, "Bevadai lo shayech lomar sheguf ha'etz o mateches o cheres yeyosen avela." Even though several times when he mentioned the kededa nasa nevela, but here, so we'll have to explain why here he says clearly he cannot be. Okay, it's one, that shach needs attention, and then I noted, in trying to make some notes to share with you again, kind of summation notes by asking you the questions that you should be able to answer, and that's also the Shach Lamed Dalet. Okay. Let's continue on where we're up to. Where is everybody else?
Still downstairs.
Huh?
Still downstairs, hopefully.
I'm sorry?
Still downstairs.
Still downstairs.
Hopefully they're coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. Dombin is here, we can start. Thank you. Put your coat up on there. That's uncomfortable then. It wouldn't hurt to have to put up some coat.
Coat rack?
Oh, the coat rack. Now that winter's coming.
All the things I used to ask for, we finally got the clock after I asked for it for 6 months.
Okay, before you walked in, I said that I want to pick up on the Shach Tzadikhes Yud Zayin and Lamed Dalet. I'm sorry, one more. We'll do that mitzvah tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow we don't have it. On Tzadik Tes, also, marked on Tzadik Tes Zayin. And the Taz, on Tzadik Tes, Simen Koton Ches. Okay, why? Each that service will serve also as a good review, since they touch upon all the basic principles. All right, Tzadik Tes is Agavuch. We've been mentioning Tzadik Tes many times. What I said was that Kodesh Baruch Hu asad behema temeya trefo nevela, only the edible portions of the animal. What's inedible doesn't come into the klal because these are macholos asurus. If it's not a dvar meichel, doesn't have a shem ochel, then they cannot. We don't apply any isur to them. Not only that, they occupy volume, so therefore din atzomos in itself on the batel isur, right? And sarites also has a second major theme. Major halacha shelo levatel isur lechatchile. This is not because it doesn't work, okay? Because it's a knas, okay? It's a tekones chachomim, a knas. But otherwise, any shaila you have, instead of asking a rov, all you do is cook up another pot of something, dump it in, and you get your shishim, and everything is okay.
And say it's knas, meaning that it's usur.
They usur it as a knas.
Usur to do it or usur to eat it?
Both.
But is usur to eat it for other people or just for the person who does it?
And it was here. It's here. Okay. Ilumish and usur bishvilo. Right. There. In other words, if you're a chef and you did it and you're feeding 200 guests at the chasana, right, it's usur for all of it. Because it's nasa bishvilam. If no nasa bishvilam, and he did it, and you walked in his house, for you it's kosher, for him it's tef. Okay, let's pick it up here. Chatichas nevela sheyesh bo boso v'atzamos, sheenofro l'kederas heter. regardless of what the diluent is, what's diluting it, the heter. At some of the iso mesalfim im a heter levatel iso. It seems to be a kind of anticlimax to learn this halacha after learning the previous halacha that isur mevatel isur. Okay, now you have there that thing that is vada isur, right? Dam is mevatel chelev, chelev is mevatel dam. Here you're telling me. It's like anticlimactic. Also, there's something which is not also in itself, and that no one argues on that. I see one madoma, but no one argues on it really. Everybody knows that it's heter, but it's a non-edible heter. Therefore, the shaila is a non-edible. Does that count in macholas asuros? Right, to be mevatel the isur. So we have the chatichas nevela shesh bo bosa v'atzamos shenofel kels heter atzamos the isur mitzal from a heter levatel the isur. Vein soch loma shatzamos ha heter mitzal from a heter. Now what's the havamini? You have to understand why he's saying it. Why tell you such a thing? Because you might more rationally argue. Like we argued by the Zohar b'sheila ba'ayil, right? What is it that you're comparing the Zohar to the ayil? Are you comparing the edible, the meat, or are you comparing the total volume? Right. Here the question is: can you, in the total volume, can you include that which is not edible? No one argues on the din of atzamos of nevela aheter. The shaila is. Do we treat them as neutral, as not part of the mix? Why? Because the same reason, for the same reason that they are heter, is the same reason not to include them in the beetle. Why? It's not a dvar ochel. So therefore, that. Aval hamor shabat samos, isu mitzarei fima isu. Now, Guf Aktero Eino Mitzarefes Lohi Meizu Volohi Meheter. What's he telling you there?
Well, you might think since the bone is sort of inert.
What's a Guf Aktero? What do you mean to say? Okay, we'll see you in a minute. Yesh machmirim shlo letzareif atzamos eisu mehetel levatel. Over makom hefzid yesh mischo arakilin umatirin kicheinu iko. Why the machmirim would be again atakon? They all moded that really it should be okay to do the beetle that way. Right. Nevertheless, it's hard to sell. Right. It's hard. I know the reaction. People when learn halacha and it comes up that the bone of a chazer is perfectly kosher, you can sit there learning yiridaya while gnawing at a bone of a chazer, right? It's hard to sell it. Okay, that's because somebody in elementary school, right, didn't do a good job. He wasn't an Ovid Bemuna, didn't teach properly. If they would teach it right from the beginning, We have no psychological problems with these halachas. Now he says, "Anda mo shalat somos." Here, pick up the shach. And not all bones are alike. Okay. Okay. He quotes a Yerushalmi and a Ran in Giranosha that some of Sarakos mitzalpin the Isu b'pnei mo'ar shebehen. Why? That's it. Now, not what the Mechaber said. Mechaber said the moach is also, but it's almost a heter. No, he says there are bones, right, which contain moach, right. Umachmas rakuson, right, she yotze lechus. Aval at somos yeveshim al klipo shobetsim chay gavne afoson shaliso misach melabatel iso.
Where's this place?
You need a little bit of biology to understand this.
Yeah, wait, is this the Shach you're reading or the
Huh?
The Shach or the Mechaber?
I'm sorry?
This is the Shach or the Mechaber? The Shach.
The first Shach.
Oh, the first Shach.
Okay? It's a big Chiddush. People generally don't understand this. He's not telling you that the Moach is also. That's not the Shah coming to step in a Yerushalmi and the Ran and Giranosha, right, to convince you that the Moach is also. Mechaber said so. Right? Moach of Asamos is meat. Right? What he's saying is that there are bones that have Moach, and therefore the bone itself is considered to be yet a Dvar Isu. Why? You have to look, think back on your own experience. Okay. There are bones that you can chew. Okay. I'll bring it in later. Big machlokes between my Shver Zatzal and Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Right. Where the bones in the chon, right, are considered a Dvar Ochel or not. I'll tell you about it later. Okay. Big long troubles arguing where the bones are Ochel. Why? Because after long cooking, they become chewable, swallowable, so-called edible. Okay? What he's saying here is that there are bones, like the bones, the femur, the long bone of the cow, right? You can use it like a hammer. I mean, it's not gonna, no matter how long you cook that bone, it's not going to get any softer. Right? And then there are other bones, right, in the, especially the top of the ribs and so on, which when you cook them a long time, you may not want to swallow them, but you can chew them well. And in them there is moach. That's why people chew them, get the flavor of the moach. Those bones, not the moach shabo, those bones are classified already as edible, and therefore they are classified as isu. So that the bone is also, not the moach shabo is also. Okay. Why is about? He says, why? Look aside. Why? Machmas lekusam she yotze lechus. Right? Some juice comes out of it. Why do you chew a bone? Because it's a flavor you like. Right? It's a meaty flavor. You chew it, even though you're going to spit out the bone. That's what comes to Shah says. That's the case. That's Nechshav Kibosor. Now it's like Bosor Nevela, and therefore it's Mitzayah for Iso, not Leheta. Okay. Even though, quote, it's not edible at one phase, he doesn't mention, right, Yad Machmas Rakusan, he doesn't mention La'acha Bishulan. Now, why doesn't he mention that there? So you have a next thing. If you went ahead and you cooked the bone first, then I don't need a svara. Then the bone is no different than a pot. So pot is a kli rishon in which you cook the isur. That bone is not mesarf laheter, of course, it's mesarf laisur. If you're chatzich and asan nevela, the whole bone will be considered as part of isur. We'll pick that up in a minute. That's it. That's base. Sorry, the Shach Gibel. So Umar said, others want to be machmir, not to be mitzaret, that's almost a isur. Right. So, what's the case? I mean, how do you visualize this case? That someone went ahead and made a mistake and took a leg of lamb, which was declared treif by the butcher, right? He didn't know, and he put it into a pot and he cooked it with other things. Now, Charlie, is how will I calculate the shishim, right? Yes. So be it. Comes the Bach, right? The Shach quotes the Bach. We ate the tamoa. The habalil lifsok. That's almost a iso, mitzalf in a iso. Why? You're not talking about someone who shaved all the meat off the bone, right? And he put in this bone and the meat. So now how much iso there's there? No, the case is a piece of meat with a bone in it. A piece of bone with a bone in it, right? So the bone has an iso dovuk, right? The kibun shame dvukim beboso, kiblu tchila tama iso, v'nasa nevela. Now goes into the next machlokus, so it serves as a nice review. Do you say an iso balua? Do you say nasa nevela or not? The bone is Isu Balua, right? It is not Isu. Isu from the meat that was attached to it. So now you want to declare that bone now also surely, but is it also Chaticha Nasa Nevela more than the piece of meat that was attached to it? Do we say Chaticha Nasa Nevela on that bone? He says, the Af B'Dovo She'inu Tam Ayasmo, meaning Dovo HaBalua. Do you say that's the big machlokes achonim, where the an iso balua, do you say chaticha nasa nevela? Af bedover she ain lo tam meyatsmo, amrina chaticha nasa nevela. So what is the Bach asking? How can the bones be mitzurif leheter? The bones are vaday also. Because chaticha nasa nevela, you could argue that it shouldn't maybe be included the full amount in iso. Maybe the iso should only be the amount of bliyah, the amount of boso that was attached to it. That would be a proper machlokes. But no one's going to argue that the bone itself became nevela. Therefore, how can you mitzaref that leheter? Comes the Shach and says, "Ein kan terima." That's why I called your attention to the Shach on Sadik Ches Yud Zayin, because of this Shach. Da kocha lo kosav arel el besimet Sadik Ches simen hey deyesh lochosh lochumra bekli cheres chodosh denasen avela. Afa pi shein lo tam meyatsmo, ele mishum dein lo takona ba'agola, v'yefshar ha'afrit ha'isur, v'moshe kosa shom, Im kein kli essem, yesh et takon ba gola. Kon shul is ba chayim, the kli at some most ivory bone dishes, which bone spoons, bone, what people use, more primitive people use it, or I'm sure nowadays you can get ivory, certainly, which is nothing more than a form of etzem, of a behemoth tomato, right? Vaday dome lekli matechas esfil arav delo nasin avele emkeinu yoshon yaz hablu avo nasin avele. Okay, you fresh your memory, you remember what they're talking about there. That's what the Shach said in Sadeches Yuzayin. It's not rational to think that a pot can become nasin avele. So it wouldn't be rational to think that a bowl should become nasin avele. It's not true. He said So why don't you say by the bone? If you say by a kedero shel cheres, the Bach holds like the Ramor that it's not like one of the opinions that the Ramor cites, that the pot is considered nevela, and therefore you have to measure against the whole pot. There, so the Shach in Sadeches says nonsense. It's the all aladas that a metal pot can become nevela. His reason why by cheres there's a shita that holds that by cheres will count the pot as nevela, because the mitzias is that you can't take out the isur from it. But therefore, on a metal pot, he would say nasa nevela. On a kli cheres, it's not chticha nasa nevela. It's a reality that in this chaticha there is nevela and you can't get it out. Therefore, in fact, the chaticha nasa nevela. But bones are kosherable. Therefore, bones will be in the classification of kli mateches. Therefore, by kli mateches, we don't say chaticha nasa nevela. Only on edibles. What's the trouble? By kli cheres, there's an edible in it and you can't take it out. Therefore, we have no choice but to classify the whole pot as nasan avela. But that's not true by metal pot, it's not true by bone pots, bone dishes. A bone dish can be kasha like anything else. It's only kli cheres, shatore heido, shere yotze bidofio liolam. Very interesting. What's the, if he says what? He says, the Bach says, a tamir, why didn't you classify the bone as a veiler because it's absorbed from the piece of meat that's dovuk, right? He says, why not? Why we don't? Because I can kasha the bone. Anything you can kasha and take out, therefore, can't be chaticha nasan veiler. Chaticha nasan veiler, by definition, a veiler stays a veiler no matter how much you squeeze it, how much you cook it, it still remains the same veiler. Then bays. Bamed vorem amurim shatzom ose iso mitzarfim ima heter che noflo chatichas anavele lekderes heter kishoho yachayo. A raw piece of meat. A raw trefer piece of meat with a bone in it. Abol in his bashel trilo. If this is a cooked piece of meat, that happens to be a trefer piece of meat. They cooked it for the dog, cooked it for the shiksa. V'yachakach nofal l'kederes heter, right? Atzomu shem bo metzalfim ha'isu, l'ti shem bolu mi bosor ha'nevela, k'shez bashal levada. Not chaticha nasa nevela. Not the bone became nevela. Bone can't become nevela, it's an inert object. It cannot become nevela, it's kashrubul. That's where you learn the shock first. But you have a problem like all other problems. You know that this bone is balua. When the bone is balua, we don't know kama yotze mimenu. Right? Therefore, we have to ask the keneged kulu. Therefore, the atzomo shabo mitzalfa ima isu. Like we do always, whenever you don't know how much comes out, we ask against the whole volume. Okay, you with us?
You could raise a question about that, because if you knew how much meat was there already, then it's a case where you know how much was nivla.
Which one?
In the case of the meat, bone and meat cooked together, if you knew how much was raw, how much meat, raw meat was there, then it can't be. Then you can say it's like in a case where you know that like the new pot that you cook just the chazayas chayav.
Okay, so take a look. What look at the lashon. Look at the lashon that the Machaber uses, right? Abel in his basho, right? Atzomel shebo mitzalfe ima isur. Certainly not in Maheta. Better yet, David is saying is you should not classify the whole bone as isu, because we know how much isu is. That you have to modify the case a little bit there. I mean, what you're assuming is that they only cooked this piece of meat alone in water, right? No other meat with it. Muhammad is not focusing on that case. He's focusing on just on that mitzius that Atzomos. I made a note on that late last night. Look at the two. I'm quoting the two. Lo sagi b'samach neged bosor hanavela. D'shemo nismayet habosor b'bishulo v'nichnas b'atzamos.
Yeah, that's why I said, if you know how much was there originally.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I
okay, got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew we had that. This is 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. Yeah. Okay. Gibel, b'shari surim, chutz b'bosa b'cholov, chaticha blu me'isu, right? Mitzarefes lebatel ho isu, right? Why? Because the isu b'lua is no chaticha nasa levele, because only by bosa b'cholov, right? Chutz b'bosa b'cholov. Only by Bosa B'cholov do you have Chaticha Nasa Veila according to the Machaber. Comes to Gemara like he always does and says, but we don't pass it that way. Vein Nog in Cain, Ki Kamaran B'chol Yisur B'chaticha Nasa Veila. At Mchloikis, the third time or fourth time that's come up already, where the Gemara makes his objection noted. Yeah. It'd be nice to find out why the Gemara has to mention Mishayrim Berotev Ubekipur. You know, I mean, what's something special about this Kippur that, and each time he has to explain what it is, because no one seems to remember, right? Pirish Hadak shel boso v'tavlin hamasase b'shuli yakadeiro. The residue, right, that settles at the bottom of a pot after long cooking, that's also part of the pot. And why would there be a havamina not so there? All right. I mean, the way we learn Pshat is, somebody's telling you that's what a pot contains. It means the water, etc., etc. That's the rotiv is the water, or kippa, and also semi-solid matter that's there.
You might say it's a little duffy, but you might worry, you'll think that it's like the kadera, and it's not, it's inert, it's in the bottom, settled in the bottom.
Why?
The gil, so
why bottom?
Just like you don't count the kadera.
Bottom
on
top.
Okay.
Sharem berote ubekipa ubachatichos, right? Then comes the next halacha. Okay? Misharem haheta veiso kamosha bolofanenu. Also, takonas chachomim. This is horror. This is how you paske. But what happened? You put up a pot to cook. And it cooked for an hour. You know what happens when a pot cooks for an hour. The volume of liquid, right?
Decreases.
Gets less. It evaporates from cooking. Therefore, I want to say, oh, no, there's only 59 against this iso, but the pot was more full when I started. There's no mishagel heter iso kamosha bolo fadeno. Afapi shahoye beheta yosa mitchila, right? There was more water in the pot when I first started cooking. V'nismayed b'vishulu v'nibla b'kedera, whatever that's supposed to mean. Okay. Nahan emili min b'she'enu mino. Why? Since I'm worried about that you thought there was more, but really there wasn't that much more, and there was no shishim before either. So I'm worried about tam iso, and min b'mino, I want my tam kiko. Aval imhu min b'mino, not min b'shein amino, then mishayrin gam b'masha bola akatera, v'omeid b'dofne akatera, u'mishayrin zeh b'omeid yofe. What is it? He's, I'd like to learn, but I don't have a good raya for it yet. Well, omen bedopnak data means when you start cooking, right, and then it evaporates down, usually will leave a rim, right, some visible sign of where it started, right. Umishara zeb omen yofer, meaning don't worry, maybe you'll calculate and there's more than there really was. I'm talking about Mimbimino. Mimbimino is bottle berov. So only you're not dealing with the potential of the Reiser at all. Right? Therefore, and Rove, certainly there was. Rove and also Kilohu be'en. Abo Masha Kola be'ovad machmasa o. Any Misarev Shazer Kola legambri. I can't visualize what he really is referring to. The only explanation that I decided on was volume. In other words, a piece of meat, raw, has one volume. When you cook it, the volume is less, right? It shrinks. Meat will shrink after cooking. Therefore, it says, Masha kola v'ovat machmasa or, right, that which evaporated, if you're going to measure what the size was before, and you tiny that you had it 20 chatichos bosor, and all of them were, when raw, was a volume of 100 grams, and now altogether they have a volume of only 80 grams, or only 59 grams better, right? Then I have a problem, not enough to be mevatel the iso. But if I take into account the shrinkage, right, then there will be. Therefore, he says that you can calculate, right? That's Mashabola Kedela. It's the only way I can see. But what he says, Ovad Machmaso Om, some evaporation, right? Right? Einu Mistarev, Shezer Kolo Legamri. Pick up the Shachar, let's see if it adds a little bit to the understanding exactly. If you have such a case, halacha lemaisa, what measurements are we talking about? Af api shoy beheta yosef mitchila v'nismay bebishulu niblaktiv. Af elochi em shayren akvo shabola faneinu, shegam be'isu hoy yosef v'nismay v'nibla b'kedela. Ad kan rosh natur. Nira Beinai, right? This is the Marshal. Hecho Shalinu Shanofale Isu, Aimisha Bemai de Bolaktera, Gain Lamod Ashoga Shadova, Yudua Kama Bolaktera, Kama Poma Yobo Kilkubizer, El Ola Mishairik Moshe Bola Fadenu. Rashi lo posak hochi elo midino avo mikol makom ikar adavo shelo leshayal kmo shebo lefaneinu keinu haderech nocho lechatchila. What I mean to say is I could defend, I knew what the volumes were before and I could defend there if you're dealing with min bimino, right? That's how we're talking about now. So it's only an issue of the Rabbonon. It becomes a suffix of the Rabbonon, you can be Mekel. But the Rosh Hashanah said, Aloch HaLamayis is not. We don't want to do it there because the detriment to the Aloch, right, is very great. Once you back away from Asher Bo Lefaneinu and you go with Hasholo, what was a few hours ago, is there's too much error creeps in, and therefore la halacha we don't want to be martyred. The masha bola kedera, right? We all may be dovne kedera. It's hard for us to understand what exactly, what kind of volume we're talking about there. Okay, nothing there that makes it any happier.
He says Nachon Lechatchila. He seems to suggest Behesek Ruba, maybe you could be Michael.
I mean, when you have such a thing, Laloche, you have to ask the question, not but you're asking, but how about Mokum Hefsek Meruba? Where we see that and the Rabbonon, a suffix, the Rabbonon, the Hefset Beruva, is a blanket heter. It's not mentioned in each case, but that would be a good psak by a Bal Horo who has broad shoulders and can make such a decision. All right, I'd like to finish. This, however, we can. Tzadik Tes deals with two halachas. One is halacha that we just finished of Atzamos. Two, all right, three halachas. Three, two, the halacha of Anu Roin Mashal Foneinu, that we don't recalculate, like, whatever measurement you have it. And the third halacha of a mevata isa lechatchila. There's a halacha we did learn together in Sugyav Toloim. We did maybe in the beginning, we did touch upon it. So it's a common case, I think, that the Shulchan Aruch talks about. Namely, ants got into the honey. They get into the honey and they drown, they die in there. But the honey attracts them. Right? That's called Benafsho Yobi Lachmo. Right? So what do you want to do? I want to melt the honey, heat the honey up, and strain it. You have to get out the ants that are in there. In the process, the honey will become mutter. Because, surely, shishim can get the ants. And there's no barrier problem, there's no ant in there now. Right? I took everything, assuming my filter is fine enough, my sieve fine enough, I strain out the ants. But I'm a vatel isa l'chatchila. Why? I'm cooking the ants in the honey, and then you'll argue, but the shishim connected the ants. That's aim vatel isa l'chatchila.
And there weren't shishim to begin with?
Huh?
And there weren't shishim to begin with?
And there certainly are shishim.
No, but originally weren't there shishim?
Yeah, there was shishim in the beginning too.
So it was butter already.
Yeah, but what I'm doing now, there was no mixture of ants and honey. There was honey and there's ant. So now the trouble is I can't pick out the ants from the honey. So therefore what I want to do, I want to cook up the honey, right? Make it liquid, then I can strain it and get out the ants. But in the process of doing that, you will have to take the ant juice and be mevatlet in the honey, in the bee juice.
But if it wasn't a mixture, then the...
So that's the mevatlet was sort of a filler.
Then the honey was hetter to begin with.
I'm sorry?
I say if there weren't actually mixed, if you don't view them as a mixture because the ants are a whole and such, then it was hetter. The honey was hetter. If you picked out the ants...
Hold on, not
I mean, you could pick out the ants.
No,
it'd be messy.
They're not buttail because they're buried. You can't say that the ants are butter, but more than that, it's also nickel. It's not a question of having bosa nevela and bosa kshera. You have an ant and honey. Ant and honey, you see the ant. There's no heter to mix in a whole bunch of clams in your gefilte fish. Okay. So comes up a new concept in what's called l'chatchila. That's what you get from the honey story there. And that is, I'm not mevatel the isur because I want to be mevatel the isur. I'm mevatel the isur because I want to remove the ants. In the process, I'm mevatel the isur. But right now, it's not a question. Where do you have Eimat Isur L'chatchila? The classic. We're not talking about you standing there with a pot of glatt kosher meat, right? And you just bought yourself 20 pounds of meat at the supermarket, and you'll stand there and throw in piece after piece, right? Bottle b'shishim. No one's arguing that. That's not Eimat Isur L'chatchila. That's Vadi also. What's also, you can't take iso, right, and eat it, no matter how you want to eat it. All shilas of beetle are b'mikre, that something happened. And what? And the iso wants to impose its halochas on the majority heter. There we have the basic klal of achei rabim. Therefore we have halochas. There we have a problem of tam ki iko. So you have another halochas of shishim. But since over here the purpose is because the ant is most, I don't want to accidentally eat an ant. I want to clean out the honey. That's not called Eimavat Nisal Chatzila. In other words, what you're doing is for another purpose than to kasha what is there. What would be the classic case? Where I go ahead and I have, that was the cases we'll have here in a minute, I have here an accidental mixture of basar b'mele and basar k'shera, and there's no shishim. Oh, no problem, no shishim. I got plenty of water in my sink. I turn on the faucet and put in another quart of water. Now we have shishim kineged. That's eimavat nisul chatchila. Hey, ein mevat le Israel le chatchila, I feel a nofal le soch heter, she ein bo shir, right? She ein bo shir le vatlo, it fell into a mixture where it has only 1 in 50, ein mo sif me ole heter te le vatlo. Ova hu bitlo, o she riba olav, in b'shogeg muto, in b'mezet also l'vatel atzmo imu shalo. That's a knas. The rain, similarly, if the chef did it in order to serve the guests, that's the example I'd like to keep in mind. Mi shenizbatel b'shvilo, the one for whom it was done. But the shakalot of its mutter. The fact is, it's bottle. Masha also, right. A little more adds another issue which the Mechaber doesn't have. Right. Basur in the mocho, gam king liyishorachir, sto yehena mi masha bitlo. I can go ahead and let another person eat it. But I can't sell it to him, meaning profit from it now. That's also part of the takona, to punish him, part of the knas, to punish him for doing something lechatchila. For me, what is lechatchila? They pick up the shach, little shach here. Asur lemochli Yisrael. Alpha gav iso asmo yemuta bano. What means? Oh, I can't have an oar from it. Before I was mabatl, I could have an oar from it. I could sell it to a goy, but I couldn't sell it to a Jew unless he wanted to feed his dog. But I couldn't sell it to the Jew for his personal use. Why? Because obviously the price is better if you can sell it for achila. Hilkoch, what do you do with it? But kosher it is. You can't sell it. That's part of the knas. But you can give it to another Jew. So you have a case where you have glad kosher, right? And you tell the person, invite him as a guest, right? You can feed him this thing that you have a bottle of chatchila. For him it's kosher, for you it's treif. So you have to give an excuse, but I'm more machmer than the hashgocher that was. If I eat only that which has three hashgochers, and this only had two hashgochers, right? So I still have on my next to my sink that bottle of water when I lectured in Connecticut in Shabbos Nachamu. Show you a bottle of water with the hashgachas and the bottle of water there from the Heritage Hotel. Yeah. Belin nire. Doesn't want to add anything to the gzera, to the knas. Belinira the dafke kshe yischol loker beyokem abdikachom also. The lavachi ain't tam loso lemochol yischol. The lo ane mass of right, no ane mass of havoyim kach nirali. As long as he gets no benefit, why he sold it to a Jew but he sold it to a Jew at the same price as to a goy. In other words, he's running a restaurant. And he charged a goy the same price as a Jew. Then he gave it to a Jew too. Gulai Mashakosam saw Litno Leache Bechinam, who loved Afke. He protests that that's from the Isuva Hetel. Isuva Hetel is the one who says you have to give it away for nothing. You can't charge for it. So why can't I charge for it? I can't charge for it because it became kosher. Before it became kosher, before I added to Shishim, I could sell it only to a goy. Now I can sell it to a Jew, and assuming that the price differential is there, therefore you can't do it. You have to sell it to him, not bechinam, but at the same price that you would sell it to a goy. Yeah. Important, what they're trying to emphasize, important, masha also. Yeah. It's not easy to make a zera that asks what you did. B'di'evit. So he lets you know, even though you did it lechatchila, it's like it's a b'di'evit now. For anyone else, it's b'di'evit. And therefore, it's kosher. They didn't extend the gzera that strongly, right, to make the thing a dover also. It's not a dover also, it's a perfectly, but beetle works. Yeah. Again, the assumption, I'm sure, is there that there was no tam ki ikur in that mix. Yeah. I would like to learn pshat only if it was a min b'mino, or clearly min b'shein amino, where you knew that the tam was botil, the tam was not there. In other words, according to the shitas of a chaba, that ti'imos still is a factor, so you would toy, right? Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here.